正道的主题是你们心里就必得享安息。
The sermon topic is, and you will find rest for your souls.
弟兄姊妹，慕道朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
让我们再次的同心的一同的祷告。
Once again, let us pray.
天父上帝，实在感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we indeed give our thanks and praises to you.
感谢你让我们今天早上再一次的能够来到你的殿当中，来到赞美敬拜。
Thank you for letting us to come to your holy temple to worship you and to praise you.
天父上帝，实在你爱我们。
Heavenly Father, indeed you love us.
以致我们可以因着你独生爱子主耶稣基督在十字架上面成就的救恩。
So through your only and beloved Son, the salvation he accomplished on the cross.
将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救过来。
You save us from our sins and transgressions.
如今我们成为天父上帝的儿女。
Now we have become children of God.
但是当我们在世上活着这段的时间。
But while we're still living on earth.
我们实在都是面对很多的艰难的时候。
We have to face a lot of difficult times.
我们都会忧虑，我们都有压力。
We'll have worries and pressure.
但是感谢主耶稣基督。
We give thanks to Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督你曾经讲过。
Because Jesus Christ you have said.
凡劳苦担重担的人。
Those who weary and burden.
可以到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
I will make you to rest.
天父感谢你真的实在看到你藉着主耶稣基督给我们一个莫大的应许。
Lord,Through Jesus Christ, you have given us great promises.
主啊，就求你来到去帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
坚心地来到依靠你。
Trust in you with our whole heart.
也都恳求恩主耶稣基督宝血，今天早上再一次藉着你的宝血来到去洁净，遮盖我们一切污秽得罪你的地方。
May the precious blood of Jesus Christ once again cleanse and cover our sins and transgressions. So that we can meet our Lord without hindrances. We ask the Spirit of Truth lead us everyone, each and everyone enter into the truth. So that the speaker and who listen can be built up together. Our prayer, thanksgiving and submission in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最近有两则的新闻。
Recently, there are two pieces of news.
当中有一则就是很令人触目惊心的一个凶杀案。
One of them is a terrifying homicide case.
咁事发嘅地点咧就喺香港。
The location of it happened in Hong Kong.
咁有两位嘅女士，佢哋喺一个商场购物嘅期间。
Two ladies while they went shopping in a shopping centre.
咁突然间俾一个男子持刀袭击。
Suddenly.They were attacked by a man wielding a knife.
最后很不幸的两位女士都是双重死亡的。
Very unfortunate, two ladies ended up dying of serious injuries.
两位的女士和这个袭击者是素不相识的。
These two ladies and the attacker were complete strangers to each other.
原来这个袭击的襲擊者咧精神係有問題的
，and the attacker had mental problem。
咁當我睇到呢個新聞嘅時候，都感覺到呢兩位嘅女士真係好無辜。
When I heard this news, I also feel these two ladies are very innocent。
咁另一方面，亦都睇到人對自己嘅生命咧係冇任何嘅掌握嘅。
On the other hand, I can see that men have no control of their lives at all.
如果唔係父神嘅看顧我哋咧
，Had it not been that God Father take care of men,
平安穩妥實在不是必然的事。
Peace and security is not something for certain.
另一則的報導呢？
Another news report.
我相信大家 都知道啊。
I believe you all know about that.
一個在烏克蘭境外的一個的水壩。
In Ukraine, a major dam.
這個水壩呢是要來到去供應電力，就是水力發電。
It's also a hydroelectric power plant.
這些水也用來灌溉。
And the water will use to water.
但我們知道這個水壩是受到破壞。
And we know that the dam has been damaged.
亦都導致缺堤。
And it led to bursting.
咁形成呢啲洪水咧，係廣泛嘅衝擊無數位於下游嘅呢啲嘅城鎮同埋村落。
And the flooding has given rise to massive impact to innumerable villages and towns downstream.
咁其實造成一個生態嘅毀滅嘅。
And it caused the ecocide.
咁當然住喺嗰度一帶嘅居民咧
，Of course, residents live nearby.
亦都係同時受到呢次嘅洪水嘅襲擊
，have been devastated by the flood water.
但係唔單止佢哋係失去咗佢哋嘅家園同埋財物
，Not only have they lost their homes and properties.
更加嘅可悲嘅咧
，More sadly.
他們是要在這個戰亂的時間
In the time of the turmoil of war
苦勞攜友
They have to carry the young and the old
從災區去疏散到一個安全的地方
From the devastated area to a safe place
這些都是侵略者對烏克蘭的平民百姓所犯下無數眾多罪行的其中一項。
This is one of the many crimes that invaders have committed to Ukraine civilians population.
我相信佢哋呢個破壞係一個戰略嘅目的嘅。
I believe this damage has their strategic purpose.
因為佢恐怕烏克蘭嘅反攻咧。
Because they're afraid of the counterattack of Ukraine.
但我哋睇到人性係極之醜惡嘅一面。
And we can see the very dark side of human nature.
為咗嚟到去阻止呢個反攻啊
！In order to prevent the counterattack，
真係無所不用其極。
They've used all possible means.
喺呢個世界實在因著罪嘅緣故咧
，In this world because of sin，
真係冇平安。
There is no true peace.
或者你會諗咧
？Maybe you will think.
我哋而家喺澳洲咧。
We are currently in Australia.
比起香港，比起烏克蘭都相對嘅安全。
Compared with Hong Kong and Ukraine, we are relatively safe.
係咪真係咁樣咧
？Is that really the case?
我哋要知道全世界都卧在那惡者嘅手下。
We should know that the whole world is subject to the evil one.
邪惡的事情
，evil things，
罪惡的事情
，criminal matters，
仍然在世界的每一個角落嗰度發生
，still take place in every corner of the world。
人活在一個罪惡的連累網嘅當中
，man live in a network compromised by sins。
人靠住自己的能力
，man relying on their own strength，
去建立一套一套的道德價值體系。
Attempt to build up sets upon sets of moral value systems,
司法的体系
and legal systems,
试图去防止罪恶或者减低罪恶
in order to prevent or reduce crimes from happening.
但最终的结果是怎样
But what's the end result?
是徒劳无功的
Is they are making a futile effort.
情况只会越来的越坏。
Situation will only go downhill.
面对这个罪恶充斥的世界呢
To face the world filled with many sins.
人没能力去帮助其他人
Men have no power to save others.
人也都无力来到去自救
and nor save themselves.
当人陷喺呢啲嘅境况嘅当中咧
，when men get caught in these circumstances，
唔单止会缺乏安全感
，not only will they lack of sense of security，
更加对明天嘅唔稳定咧。
Moreover， facing the instability of tomorrow，
而产生嘅恐惧同埋忧虑。
They will develop fears and anxieties.
正如箴言所讲
Just as written in Proverbs,
人心忧虑
An anxious heart
屈而不伸
Weighs a man down
忧伤的灵
A crushed spirit
使骨枯干
Dries up the bones
但感谢主耶稣基督的应许
But we give thanks to thePromises of Lord Jesus Christ.
凡劳苦担重担的人
，or you who are weary and burdened，
可以到我这里来
，come to me，
我就使你们得安息
，and I will give you rest。
让我哋再一次嘅同心同声祈祷，诵读今天主日早上嘅正道经文，系记载喺马太福音嘅十一章二十五到三十节。
Together, let's read out today's sermon scriptures, which is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 25 to 30.
那时，耶稣说：父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的。因为你的美意本是如此，一切所有的都是我父交付我的。除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭。学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy,And my burden is light.
呢度嘅第二十五节讲到主耶稣基督感谢父神。
Here in verse 25, Lord Jesus Christ praised the Father.
佢讲到将这些事向聪明人、通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
He says, "You have hidden these things for the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children."
这些事其实是指到在十一章的二十节这里讲到的。
These things refer to chapter 11, verse 20, it says.
主耶稣在加利利一带传讲天国的福音和行义。
When Lord Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom of heaven and performed miracles.
正如在马太福音的九章三十五节提到。
Just as is written in the Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues.
宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
但是很遗憾的就是这些城镇呢
However, woefully in these towns,
就好似十一章二十一节所提到哥拉逊、白塞大，同埋喺二十三节嘅加百农。
Just as is mentioned in the verse 21st, the town of Chorazin and Bethsaida, and in verse 23, Capernaum.
他们听到主耶稣所讲的天国福音。
They've heard the preaching of Jesus Christ of the kingdom of heaven.
看到主耶稣所行的异能。
And they've seen the miracles Jesus performed.
以致证明他是神的儿子。
To prove he's the son of God.
但始终他们不愿意来去悔改。
But they were not willing to repent.
离开罪恶归向神。
And turn away from sins and turn back to God.
虽然主耶稣所到过这些城镇呢，
although in these towns which Jesus has named,
没有证据显示到他们对主耶稣基督有任何的不敬。
No evidence indicates that they were disrespectful to Lord Jesus.
在当中也都相信有很多是信奉犹太教。
Among them, there must be many who practice Judaism.
他们落守摩西的律法。
They observe the law of Moses.
外表是很敬虔的。
With outwardly godliness.
但其实他们非常的骄傲自义。
But in fact, they are very proud and self-righteous.
这些人对主耶稣基督的福音不感到兴趣。
These people were not interested in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们反应非常的冷淡。
And they were cold in responding.
主耶稣在十一章的二十四节提到呢，
Lord Jesus states in chapter 11, verse 24.
在末后审判的时候，
On the day of judgment,
他们的结局会比因同性恋的恶行遭神用火和硫磺所毁灭的所多玛来得严重。
Their ending will be even more woeful than Sodom, which was destroyed by God with fire and sulfur due to their evil acts of homosexuality.
正如在上一次我在主餐里面提到，
Just as I mentioned at the last Holy Communion,
拒绝救恩的人将会受到何等大的刑罚。
How much more severely will those who reject the grace of salvation be punished?
就正如我引用的希伯来书的十章二十九节。
Just as the Bible verse I quote, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29.
何况人践踏神的儿子。
Who has trembled the Son of God?
将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常。
Who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified them?
又亵慢施恩的圣灵。
And who has insulted the Spirit of grace?
你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
How much more severely do you think they deserve to be punished?
这里我得指出一个很重要的一个提醒。
Herewith I must point out an important reminder.
主耶稣虽然遭到这些城镇的人拒绝他所传讲的信息。
Lord Jesus, although was rejected by people of the towns for the message he preached,
但我们得留意一点就是，
we must notice,
主耶稣从来没有为到迎合大众的喜好。
Lord Jesus Christ has never, in order to cater the interests of the public,
而改变他的信息的内容，
to change the content of his message.
对于今天我们作为基督圣徒，
As for today, we as Christian saints,
我们得紧紧的记住，
We should keep this in mind,
要诚诚实实的传讲完整的福音信息。
We must honestly preach the complete message of the gospel.
完整的福音信息呢，
A complete gospel message,
不单只是提到人的罪，
Not only should mention the sin of man,
提到主耶稣基督被他并他钉十字架，
Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
亦都要提到末后的审判。
It should also mention the day of judgment.
信主的人，
whoever believes in the Lord,
罪得赦免，
his sins are forgiven.
并且在基督里面成为新造的人，
and becomes a new Christian in Jesus.
且有永恒的生命，
and also has eternal life.
对于拒绝救恩的人，
But whoever rejects the salvation,
唔单止系冇永生
，not only will not see life，
神嘅震怒常在他身上
，for God's wrath remains on him，
且有末后嘅审判
，moreover on the day of judgment，
结局系被抛入火湖
，their ending is to be thrown into the lake of fire，
永远受痛苦嘅煎熬
，and be tormented by pain forever。
因着马太福音十一章二十到入二十四节提到呢啲嘅城镇嘅人，佢哋拒绝悔改。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 20-24, it mentioned that the people in these towns had refused to repent.
纵使佢哋听见主耶稣基督嘅信息，同埋睇到佢所行嘅神迹。
Even though they had heard the message of Lord Jesus and seen the miracles he performed.
接下来让我们看看在25-26节主耶稣向父神的表达。
Next, let's look at verse 25 and 26, what Lord Jesus expressed to God the Father.
25节都会讲，那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
In verse 25, it says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来
，because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned，
向婴孩就显出来
，and reveal them to little children。
父啊，是的
，Yes, Father。
因为你的美意本是如此
，for this was your good pleasure。
换句话讲咧
，in another word，
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁
，God will have mercy on whom He will have mercy。
要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And will have compassion on whom he will have compassion.
因为救恩是出于耶和华。
Because salvation comes from the Lord.
救恩与人的行为是绝无半点的关系。
Salvation has nothing to do with man's deeds.
每个蒙主耶稣所拯救的罪人。
Every sinner who is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是出于神在创世之先在基督里的拣选。
Is chosen by God in Christ before the creation of the world.
这个是神整个救赎的计划的一个部分。
This is part of God's complete salvation.
从马太福音十一章25-30节，主耶稣对世人的救恩的呼召是包括五个的元素。
From scriptures, Matthew chapter 11, verse 25-30, the calling of Lord Jesus for people of the world includes five elements.
第一个元素就是谦卑。
First element is humility.
马太福音十一章廿五节提到父神将救恩向聪明的人就藏起来。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, it says, God the Father has hidden the salvation from the wise and learned.
向婴孩就显出来
，and reveal it to little children。
呢度嘅聪明通达人咧，系指到犹太嘅宗教领袖。
Here the wise and learned refers to the religious leaders of Jews。
法利赛人咧
，Pharisees。
文士咧
，Teachers of the law。
佢哋对自己嘅宗教传统同埋知识咧，系引以为傲嘅。
They are very proud of their religious traditions and knowledge。
其实佢哋。非常的愚昧的一群
But in fact, they are a group of ignorant people.
他们拒绝主耶稣
They rejected Lord Jesus.
主耶稣用聪明通达来去讽刺他们
And Lord satired them with the wise and the learned.
婴孩是知道完全需要依赖其他人的帮助
However, little children have to wholly rely on the help of others
去供应他们的需要
to provide for their needs
其实是代表在灵性上完全一无所有的人
in fact it represents those who have nothing in spirituality
他们只可以单单地到去依靠神的恩典和怜悯
so they can only rely on the grace and mercy of God solely
以致得到在灵里面的供应
forprovision of their spirits.
所以在雅各书的四章六节这里讲到
So in the book of James chapter 4 verse 6 it says
神阻挡骄傲的人
God opposes the proud
赐恩给谦卑的人
but gives grace to the humble.
救恩只临到愿意喺神面前谦卑俯伏嘅人嘅身上边。
So salvation only for upon those who are willing to humble and kneel before God.
所以耶稣对世人救恩嘅呼召嘅第二个元素咧
，the second element of the calling of the salvation of Lord Jesus
就系启示
，is revelation。
喺马太福音就一章二十七节呢度讲到
，in Matthew chapter 11 verse 27 it says
一切所有嘅。都是我父交付我的。
All things have been committed to me by my Father.
除了父，没有人知道子。
No one knows the Son except the Father.
除了子和子所愿意指示的。
And except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
没有人知道父。
No one knows the Father.
这节经文反映到两方面。
This verse has a twofold reflection.
第一方面是我们看到主耶稣和父神是一个亲密无间的关系。
The first aspect is that we can see Jesus and God the Father has an intimate relationship.
正如主耶稣在约翰福音十四章十一节这里提到
Just as Lord Jesus mentioned in John 14 verse 11.
你们当信我
Believe me.
我在父里面，父在我里面。
When I say that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me.
换句话讲咧
，In another word,
主耶稣系神。
Lord Jesus is God.
喺另一方面咧
，On the other hand,
除了子和子所愿意指示嘅
，Except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him.
没有人知道父。
No one knows the Father.
约翰福音嘅一章十八节呢度讲到
，John chapter one verse 18 is written.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀里嘅独生子将他表明出嚟。
But God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
主耶稣对世人嘅救恩嘅呼召，头呢两个元素。是谦卑同埋启示。
The first two elements of the calling of salvation of Lord Jesus Christ for the world are humility and revelation.
人必须嘅谦卑喺神嘅面前。
Man must be humble before God.
当人愿意谦卑俯伏喺神面前嘅时候
，When someone is willing to humble himself and kneel before God，
以致神藉着佢独生爱子主耶稣基督将父。启示出嚟。
God may reveal him the Father through his only and the one beloved Son.
好让人得以认识相信神。
So that man may come to believe in God.
主耶稣对世人救恩嘅呼召嘅第三个元素。
The third element of the calling of salvation of Lord Jesus for people in the world
系悔改回转。
Is repentance.
在马太福音十一章二十八节呢度讲到
，In Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 is written，
凡劳苦贪重担嘅人可以到我这里来。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened。
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest。
当人靠己力去面对生活嘅艰难咧
，When man rely on his own strength to face the difficulties of life.
去面对生命的冲击。
The challenges of life.
去面对被罪的辖制。
To face the bondage of sins.
担子是很重的。
The burden is really very heavy.
人根本是没办法承受。
Man cannot bear it.
主耶稣向世人所发出生命的呼召。
Lord Jesus issued a life calling to man.
凡劳苦担重担嘅，可以到我这里来。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主耶稣所要我哋嘅系悔改回转。
What Lord Jesus asked for us is repentance.
老老实实嘅承认自己嘅失败。
Honestly admit our failure.
软弱
，our weakness，
无能
，powerless，
骄傲自义
p crown and shelf of righteousness.
以致到我哋去归向神。
So that we may return to God.
主耶稣对世人嘅救恩呼召嘅第四个元素。
The fourth element of the calling of salvation of Lord Jesus for people in the world.
就系信心。
Is faith.
凡劳苦担重担嘅人可以到我这里来。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主耶稣讲到我这里来。
When Jesus said, "Come to me,"
意思是相信我。
He means believe in me.
我哋嘅信心嘅焦点应该摆放喺主耶稣基督嘅身上边。
The focus of our faith should be put on Jesus Christ.
即如希伯来书嘅十二章十二节呢度讲到。
Just as in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 12.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It's written, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
因为主耶稣曾经讲过。
Because Jesus has this declared.
我就是生命的粮。
I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来的。
He who comes to me.
必定不饿。
Will never go hungry.
信我的,
and he who believes in me,
永远不渴,
will never be thirsty.
主耶稣对世人救恩的呼召是第五个的元素。
The fifth element of the calling of salvation of Lord Jesus for people in the world,
就是信服,
is submission.
在马太福音十一章廿九三十节这里讲到。
In the Matthew chapter 11 verse 29 is written,
我心里柔和谦卑。
I'm gentle and humble in heart.
你们当负我的轭。
Take my yoke upon you.
学我的样式。
And learn from me.
这样。
And
你们心里就必得享安息。
You will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的。
For my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省的。
And my burden is light.
轭是代表信服。
Yoke represents submission.
救恩必须有信服的心。
Salvation needs a heart of submission.
信服主耶稣基督是信徒当尽的本分。
To submit to the Lord Jesus Christ is the whole duty of a Christian.
主耶稣不单止是我们的救主。
Lord Jesus is not only our Savior.
他更加是我们生命的主。
But also the Lord of our life.
主耶稣不单止要我们来到去相信他。
Lord Jesus not only asks us to believe in him.
他更加的要我们顺服他的带领。
He, even more, he asks us to follow his leading.
主的担子是轻省的。
The burden of the Lord is light.
主耶稣心里柔和谦卑。
Lord Jesus is gentle and humble in heart.
压伤的芦苇。
A bruised reed.
他不折断。
He will not break.
将残的灯火,
and a smoldering wick.
他不吹灭,
he will not snuff out.
主体恤我们的软弱,
the Lord understands and has sympathy with our weakness.
主耶稣不会好像那些法利赛人那样,
Jesus is not like those Pharisees.
将难担的担子放在人的肩头上,
they tie up heavy loads and put them on men.
主耶稣在马太福音二十三章四节这里形容这些法利赛人。
Jesus described those Pharisees in the book of Matthew chapter 23 verse 4.
他们把难担的重担滚起来，搁在人的肩头上。
They tied up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders.
但自己一个指头也不肯动。
But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
法利赛人呢，将诸多嘅规条加添喺神嘅律法之上。
Pharisees has put lots of regulations and rules above the law of Lord.
以致对遵守嘅人系造成重担。
So that they create heavy burden to those who.Observe them.
是感謝主，因為主耶穌基督，他提醒我們。
We give thanks to the Lord because Jesus understands and has sympathy with us.
我們都知道主的恩典是夠我們用。
And we also know that the grace of the Lord is sufficient.
因为主嘅能力喺人嘅软弱上显得完全。
Because His strength made perfect in man's weakness.
靠住爱我哋因主耶稣基督所加嘅力量。
Trust in the strength that Lord Jesus give us.
我哋可以能够面对种种嘅艰难同埋挑战。
We can face various challenges and difficulties.
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
主耶稣对世人嘅救恩嘅呼召
，The calling of Lord Jesus Christ of His salvation，
人必须要知道自己灵里嘅极度嘅贫穷。
Man must know that they are extremely poor in their spirit，
并且喺神嘅恩典以外咧
，And also。Apart from God's grace,
人是一无所有
man has nothing,
一无是处
have nothing right,
从而人是需要谦卑俯伏在神的面前
so that man must humble himself and kneel before God,
承认自己的罪恶过犯
to admit their sins and transgressions,
以致父神是藉着他独生爱子
so that God the Father, through his only beloved Son,
将自己表明出来
To reveal himself to us.
只要人愿意悔改回转，离开罪恶。
As long as man is willing to repent and leave sins,
归向神
and return to God,
信靠我主耶稣基督十字架赦罪的救恩
and trust in the salvation the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross,
并且愿意顺服主的带领
and also willing to subject.To the leading of Lord Jesus Christ,
人必定能够得着在主里面真正的安息。
Man can surely receive the true rest in Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
不知道你现在的属灵的光景究竟是怎样？
I don't know what your spiritual situation is.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Jesus said,Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
主耶稣不单止对世人作这个救恩的呼召。
Lord Jesus does not only give calling to the world of salvation.
他更加的向一班属他的人作一个生命的呼召。
He also gives a life calling to those who belong to him.
我们曾经向主来到立志。
We once had made our determination.
我们一生去爱主。
We'll love the Lord in the rest of our life.
一生去跟从主。
Follow the Lord in our entire life.
但是曾几何时。
But not long afterwards.
因着很多种种的因素。
Due to various reasons.
我们又冷淡退后。
We have backslidden and turned cold.
但是感谢主耶稣基督对我们的应许。
We give thanks to the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音六章三十七节这里讲到。
In John chapter 6 verse 37.
凡父所赐给我的人。
All those the Father gives me.
必到我这里来。
Will come to me.
到我这里来的。
And whoever comes to me.
我纵不。丢弃他
I will never drive away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
用我们的信心
Let our faith
再次的是定睛在主耶稣基督的身上
Once again, fix on Lord Jesus Christ.
他是爱我为我舍己
He loved me and gave up himself for me.
用我们再次的能够在神在天父上帝面前的立志
Once again, let us make our determination before law.
让我们好好地到跟随主。
Let us follow the law nicely.
让我们一同起立唱回应诗，坚定相信。
Now let's stand and sing hymn, keep on believing.
有时刻应来借言 怒目人们前路，又是客运则无疑，白昼竟亦似雾。当记得我们天父，
他必
无人听到，神应爱他的儿女，他遂听祷告。坚定的相信，神遂听祷告。坚定的相信，不要失望，你胆子虽然极粗，受苦又压心透，神仍然看顾引导，他遂听祷告。有时道路心慌乱，孤单独行凄苦，而忘记慈悲天父，他必报受看顾。多少忧伤冤枉仇，都因信心缺少。神应爱他的儿女，他遂听祷告。坚定的相信，神遂听祷告。坚定的相信，不要失望，你胆子虽然极粗，受苦又压心透，神仍然看顾引导，他遂听祷告。你若受苦压心透，背负重担难受，路途中崎岖难走，记住神必护佑，神恩典必够你用，祝贺人受烦恼。神应爱他的儿女，他遂听祷告。坚定的相信，神遂听祷告。坚定的相信，不要失望，你胆子虽然极重，受苦又压心透，神仍然看顾引导，他遂听祷告。
我们再次的同心祷告。
Once again, let us pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
诚如好似诗歌所讲。
Just like the hymns we just sang.
虽然黑云加增。
Sometimes the shadow gathered.
道路荒凉。
And the way is lonely.
人生的担子实在是极重。
The burden is very heavy laden.
但是主，你的恩典是够我们的用。
But your grace is sufficient for us.
你的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Your power may complete in man's weakness.
求天父你都会帮助我们每一个。
May Heavenly Father help each and every one of us.
再次仰望我们信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。
Once again, fix our eyes on Lord Jesus, the Author and perfecter of our faith.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loves me and give up himself for me.
让我们重新的来到立志。
Let us once again make a goal.
快跑的跟随主。
Run quickly to follow the Lord.
一直到见主的面。
Until the day we see him face to face.
感谢天父垂听我们的祷告。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, you hear our prayers.
祷告感谢教托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and submission are in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.